Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Thursday morning that we are broadcasting live from Agribition. Just had a great show with, a great chat, I should say, with Sean Harris from the show Ice Road Truckers. So he is on season 12. He's a Prince Albert truck driver. In fact, runs a trucking company. He's been trucking for 32 years. His sons, Riley and Zach, work with him and actually are featured on this season of Ice Road Truckers. It premiered in October, so you can check that out online. I cannot imagine the nerves needed to do the job that they do, ice road trucking. In fact, I see some of the texts starting to come in on the text line wanting to talk a bit about that. Phone lines are open for you now, 1-877-332-8255. If you got a story, maybe it's a dangerous drive, winter driving story. It doesn't have to be on the ice, but if you've got one on the ice, I'd welcome it to hear from you. Lots of people have these stories. The texts, like I say, are starting to come in as well. A number of people saying that they've done work up in the north, and while they have not worked for a trucking company, Dave shot a text in here saying, although I have never worked for a trucking company, I have done a lot of work in the north, and I have watched these big rigs roll in with very heavy equipment, marveling at, well, I won't read what he said, but marveling at their, you know, strength, their guts, let's put it that way, on traveling and traversing across these ice roads in the north. 1-877-332-8255. Here's another one. Tim from Esteban. My hat goes off to Sean from Prince Albert. I worked at the Divac Diamond Mine and saw some of the trucks when I flew out and off, in and out on rotation. I would see the trucks out on the ice. Tim, thanks for the text. Boyd from Watrous here. In the old days, I regularly drove from Inuvik, Northwest Territories to Tuktoyaktuk on the Beaufort Sea via the ice road on the Mackenzie River. Breathtaking scenery. And then Boyd goes on to say, by the way, the Mounties used to run radar on this temporary road. I'm not shocked when you hear Sean talk about the two main rules. Number one, obey the weight restrictions. Number two, obey the speed limits. Speed will get you on ice. Boyd, thanks so much for the text. 1-877-332-8255. If you've got a story, I would love to hear it. Give us a call or shoot us a text. And again, it doesn't have to be about driving on ice roads. I got one here from Frank saying it was mid-90s. And he clearly remembers this story well because it's a fairly detailed story text here. Frank says, mid-90s, my family was on the way to Edmonton for a family trip. My dad was driving. We're traveling on the Yellowhead Highway on the outskirts of the city. Snow was coming down. Visibility was zero. I woke up from my nap at the exact moment my dad thought he was still driving on the Yellowhead. Unfortunately, he was headed straight for the cement divider separating the road and the exit ramp. Frank says, I yelled like the kids in the Christmas Vacation movie when Clark had them stuck under the semi. Dad cranked the wheel to the right. We did a couple of spins, came to a halt on the side of the road. So white knuckle driving at its best. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open for you, as are the text lines. If you've got a driving story, I would be more than happy to hear it. I know we've got a lot of truckers that listen to our program, that call in regularly to our program. Some of you, I'm sure, have some stories, whether it's from ice roads or not. Marv, with a text here, says, almost all trucking actually has its inherent dangers. I'm in my 48th year of professional driving, both bus and trucks. In my 27 years hauling fuel, mainly with co-op, I was literally driving a bomb every day. He goes on, this is Marv, he goes on to say, I hauled everything from jet fuel to some of the U.S. B-52 bomber bases to gas and diesel across Western Canada, as well as propane, butane, extremely volatile gases and liquids. I ran combination units weighing in at 140,000, 160,000 pounds daily, night and shifts, day shifts, weather, road conditions, winter storms where I couldn't see the Bulldog's butt on the front of the hood. So he's driving a Mack, obviously. Couldn't see the Bulldog's butt on the front of the hood and had to look out the side window to see if I was keeping on the road. All of the plumbing was aluminum, so if any vehicle ran into the underside of the trailers, the unit could blow up. So, yeah, lots of stories like that one. Marv, I appreciate your text. And how much do we appreciate our truck drivers? They are, I mean, it gives a different meaning when you talk to guys like Sean Harris who are trucking on ice roads, but our truckers are the ones that keep our world moving, and we appreciate you, and I know you've got stories. Dangerous driving, close calls, white knuckling. Even if you're not a truck driver, I've got a few of my own. I think back to some of that. I have talked about this on the program before, but I reffed hockey for many, many years. And I think some of the times that we were out on the road, I remember going down to Radville one night to ref a game. I was living in Regina at the time, driving down with a couple of other officials down to Radville. And we were probably still about half an hour away from the community, and we couldn't even see, like, you know, the old trick of opening your door to see the yellow line or the side of the highway where you are. We couldn't even see it there. We had no business being on the road. The road was that bad. But there's always this worry that if you go too slow or you're going to get hit from behind, regardless of the fact your lights are on. I remember getting down to Radville and thinking, if this storm isn't over by the end of the hockey game, I think we're going to end up spending the night down there. But cleared up a little bit, and the road crews had been out by the time the hockey game was done. But 1-877-332-8255. Your white-knuckle driving experiences, I would be more than happy to hear it. You can shoot us a text or give us a call if you want. I want to actually go to Dylan in Saskatoon on the phone. I appreciate you calling in. Dylan, what is your story?
Well, it wasn't me personally, but another story from my dad when he was a younger man. He was working for a mining company somewhere up north, and his job that day was the dynamite truck driver, which is exactly what it sounds like, just a big truck filled with dynamite. And him and a few guys were driving to a new site, and they got stuck in a blizzard. And he said the same thing. You know, he could see the lines on the road, and they felt that they would probably be safer off if they just pulled over onto an approach and waited out the storm. So that's what they did, him and a couple guys. And they all fell asleep waiting for the storm to pass over. And my dad said all he remembers was waking up to the guy screaming, "Oh, my God, there's a train! There's a train coming!" And he's fired up the truck, and it turned out they'd accidentally parked on a train crossing, and they managed to
back
onto the road and get out.
That story is one you will not forget for sure, Dylan. I appreciate you calling in and sharing. I'm glad your dad and the other passengers of the truck were okay. 1-877-332-8255. Larry, Christopher Lake, I was on an ice road haul crossing the North Saskatchewan River a few years ago. The weight of the trucks pushing down on the ice would wear the ice out up against the water underneath, so they spent the midnight shift flooding the top to make sure the ice depth could stand and be consistent enough for the haul. So they're flooding the ice to add to the thickness of it. Crazy. Larry, thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Rob in Saskatoon, back in the 1980s, I was on the Trans-Canada 1 night near Indian Head. Two deer ran across the road. I could have slapped one in the face while my wife could have slapped the other one in the butt. Lots of deer stories, especially this time of the year, right? We hear about it. Lots of people having close calls, or worse yet, I've seen a couple of Facebook posts of collisions that have occurred with deer. Rob, thanks for sharing that. 1-877-332-8255. Here's, I'm just looking at Colleen. Lots of people, you know what, this is what happens when you do a segment like this, is it opens our eyes to the importance of these men and women that do this job. Colleen from Buena Vista saying, "God bless our truckers. Whatever they haul, it has positive impacts on our daily life, thanks to all the truckers, including the ones who deliver packages in the fog that we've been getting here today." Lots of love for the truckers on the text line, which I always like to see. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines busy as well. In fact, I'm going to go back to the phones. Wayne on the line from Saskatoon. White knuckle driving experience. Wayne, have you got one?
I do. It's a long time ago, Evan. I was selling and delivering and installing hot tubs. So I had to actually one of the first minivans, and calling the town, which, you know, is tricky at all times.
Yep.
And on the way to Prince Albert, hit some black ice, and I tell you, like, the helper I had, he looked like a ghost. Did a 360 and ended up going the right way, and I was shaking but not scared, I tell you.
Nothing wakes you up like an experience like that.
Yeah, and the trailer didn't even jackknife. It's like me and the trailer just swung around in a 360 pretty to please. Like, I was very lucky.
Wow, very, very lucky.
You don't see black ice. It's very hard.
Yes, for sure. Well, I've seen a couple of texts. Thanks for the call, Wayne. I've seen a number of texts. Take care. A number of texts on the text line talking about, you know, it's the ice you see isn't usually the problem. If you can see it, if you know the roads are iced up, you can take the proper precautions. But it's when the black ice is out there, and a lot of it, many people are pointing out, a lot of it's got to do with your tires. Some of the closest calls and bad driving experiences could have been negated with winter tires. One of the texters I saw, I think it was Dale, sent that in. We've done on our program, we've talked about the importance of winter tires before. 1-877-332-8255 is another text. My wife and I worked on the ice road to Uranium City in 1979. I drove grader and she was the cook's helper. Another grader broke through 33 feet of water. He got out of the water, walked 1 mile to shore. Can you imagine how cold that would be? Grader broke through the water, 33 feet of water. Grader operator gets out of the water, walks a mile to the shore, got a ride back to his half-ton truck, and froze his left ear and left wrist. Could have been a lot worse, but appreciate the text. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. We're talking about the white-knuckle driving stories that you have. Some people sharing stories on an ice road. Other people sharing stories in regular roads. I got Julie in Battleford. January holiday, drove to Florida on the way back, picked up a new vehicle in Regina. I drove the new truck. Husband drove the old truck home. The welcome home was a white-knuckle trip on the ice. Stopped counting cars, trucks, and semis in the ditch shortly after leaving Saskatoon. Took twice as long to get home. Cruel reminder of winter after a month down in Florida. No doubt, Julie. Thanks so much for the text. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. I'm happy to take your calls and texts. Dangerous driving stories, the close calls that you had, the white-knuckle experiences. We can do this right up until the top of the hour here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
So I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here live at Agribition. Regina Police Service just stopped by and gave me a tattoo. Like a wet the decal and put it on your arm tattoo. Appreciate that. 1-877-332-8255. The phone number, if you wanted to text and join the conversation. We're talking about dangerous driving situations you've been in, white-knuckle driving. I'm actually shocked at the number of people who have experience driving on these ice roads. That's how we started this whole conversation. Sean Harris joined me on the program. He's the Prince Albert truck driver that, along with his two sons, featured on season 12 of Ice Road Truckers. It premiered back in October, and so you can catch it now on the History Channel, and you can catch it on wherever you stream as well. But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who listen to our radio station who have not only experiences, but some pictures. I noticed one of the texters said, here you go, Evan. This is what happens when you don't follow speed limits in the Great White North. Rookie drivers first and last day, and it shows a great big truck. It looks like it's got two trailers on it, but you can see the, like, it's not sitting level. Clearly, the middle part of it has sunk into the ice. This picture taken through the windshield of another truck. So thank you for sending that in. Duncan sent in, 1985, spent the winter or a big portion of the winter at Echo Bay Mines in Lupin at the end of the winter road as a freight receiver. The road went from Yellowknife to the mine, about 400 kilometers. I flew into camp originally on January 2nd, left camp April 11th. However, many days was on the night shift in the Arctic explosives used to come in on the trucks. The entire, everything we needed for that mine came across that freight line. We would sit for a week waiting for the storms to stop, and then we'd start to see the first truck coming across the lake, and it was like, okay, I guess we get to work again. Here's a text from AJ in Regina. Said, Evan, I'm listening to you tell the story about driving to ref hockey in Radville. I think my dad, Stu, might have been in the car with you. Well, I used to ref a lot of games with Stu, so it is possible he was with me in that one. Robert in Prince Albert, driving in Prince Albert on any day of the week seems to be white-knuckling with the types of drivers that we have up here. Kevin and Esteban, quick story to wrap it up. 2015, my wife and I were headed to our honeymoon in Jamaica. We left Esteban early because of a blizzard. By the time we made it to Moose Jaw to drop our kids off at the in-laws, the visibility was a zero. Moose Jaw to Regina, visibility zero, large drifts on the road. I was using the lines that I could randomly see to make sure I was still on the road. We made it to Regina about 2 hours later. This is from Moose Jaw. We had to come up Highway 1, was shut down. 8-inch drifts, but there was no way we were missing our trip to Jamaica. Thanks again to everyone who joined the conversation, and thanks again to Sean Harris for joining us. Ice Road Truckers, Season 12. Check it out now on the History Channel. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.